Okay, well, we've got 7 o'clock here, so we can get started. We're here with John Rugg down in Chile. John, why don't you just start out and give us a little update on the ministry down there and what's been going on with y'all?
Okay, well, ministry-wise, there are three aspects. One is the administrative that I'm responsible for, which is just for a couple of missionary families here in Chile, which we'd like to see that grow. Another is the church planting, and here in Concon, and that's exciting. We have new people coming every week, and they just keep coming. So there's lots of opportunity to meet new people. So that's important for our church plant. I'm serving as assistant pastor along with another man, and I'm responsible here in Concon to represent Concon, the Concon Church in the session. It's a multi-site church, so we have three congregations right now. Eventually, this thing everything will particularize, and then we're hoping to see that form a presbytery on the coast. That's all exciting. The other ministry that we have is with people with visual disabilities. And so that would be blind people with low vision. And that is also a growing ministry. And well, one of the things that you all have been a part of is this preparing to get an executive director who will be charged with fundraising here in Chile. Most of our funds come from the States right now, and that needs to change. But of course, the board knows, I am, as the founder, have reminded them, but they have clear that any funds that we get from elsewhere cannot have strings attached because it's a Christian foundation that we have. So that's very important to us. That's a little bit about the ministry, about us. Kathy and I are here. We have four children, adult children, and also we have four grandchildren. Right now, our son-in-law and daughter, oldest daughter, and two grandchildren live with us. So I came into the office, walked into the office, hearing the sounds of my youngest granddaughter saying, "Hola, hola," which is hello. So she's gradually absorbing some Spanish as well as English.
That's great. Well, how is the search for a director going? Are y'all ready to hire somebody, or are you still raising funds for that?
No, I mean, any more funds that we can raise will be welcome, but we have reached our matching fund that Ambassadors has offered us. So that's cool. We figure that well, the Grattans are coming back to Chile. They're people that we got interested in the ministry some years ago, and they've raised funds, and they're coming back from their HMA the 13th of this month. And we've got Danielle Groton with a whole lot of Semipri-type work. She's working as president of the board, and actually is the director of Semipri. But they all come to me as the founder when there's bigger issues, and when there's disciplinary issues and stuff like that too, which contributes to the gray hair.
But, tell us about what the, and I'm going to say it wrong, it's not Semipri, is it? How do you?
Semipri.
Tell us about the kind of the day-to-day and what kind of activities go on with that.
Well, Monday and Wednesday in Quilpue and Viña, respectively, two different cities, we have mostly group sessions, okay? Those days, people are there for lunch, and I'm encouraging my dog to go lie down again. But I think she wants to be involved.
It's okay.
But anyway, Monday and Wednesday are group sessions, and there we deal with a lot of issues that accompany blindness. We have people coming from all walks of society. And so we have to deal with, like, for instance, yesterday, a lady told me that she still had enough sight to bathe because she had her left eye. And I asked her, do you bathe with your left eye? And it was basically to make the point that even when she loses that sight, which is soon to be lost, she will still be able to bathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted her to know that her world is not crumbling as bad as she thinks.
Right.
So, yeah. So that is the one thing. So there's hygiene. There's other things. Eventually, of course, what we want for people is to be able to be oriented and, you know, aware of their surroundings so they know where they are, and to be able to use a cane so they can get places. And that really requires adjusting and accepting the fact that they're blind. It sounds ridiculous, but just like the gospel, people need to recognize and accept the fact that there is a problem. And a lot of people use religious crutches. Somebody had a vision in my church, and they said that I would be seeing soon, and you know, so we have to deal with that kind of stuff, as well as just people saying, well, the eye doctor is going to take care of it. It's, you know, and we already know because they've been referred to us by the eye doctor that their condition is permanent and progressive. And so Those are some struggles in that area. And of course, those days we have devotionals on Mondays and Wednesdays. Then Tuesdays and Thursdays are days where people come for specific things. They come for Braille. They come for mobility, or OT, occupational therapy, which includes the cane. They come for use of the cell phone, whether it's the Android or iPhone. And so they come for different things, and that's those days. I go to Semipre 2 days a week because I also have the responsibility with the church and the missions and trying to keep up with email, which the challenge, just because I also have WhatsApp. Don't know if any of you use WhatsApp.
Yeah, some of us do.
Try to.
Well, WhatsApp is a big thing, and it really allows for, you know, it also allows for phone calls and stuff like that. But when you're in a group, that's one thing, but when you're in 30 groups, our church has, you know, the men's group and the members group and the team group, and it goes on and on. And Semipre is also that way with Semipre Quilpue, Semipre Viña, and then you know, all of the work group that we have or staff, and all of that kind of stuff. So keeping up with all of that stuff, and you know, I have the session group, and because of challenges with different things, you know, there's different groups that pop up.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, well, how many folks are attending your church plant now?
We were just calculating this week because the hotel is not offering us the space for 4 weeks. We were just calculating that we have to think in terms of 100 people.
Wow.
That's good.
So 80 adults and 20 kids.
That's great. And you said it's growing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's good. It's also challenging. You know, we have growth groups, and they're hosted in different homes. But what do you do when the home where the growth group is being hosted, you find out as a session that that the people are involved, are discontent, and are gossiping? Well, what we did as a session was to tell the main character that I will have here a half hour after we're done, you really need to be discipled. Because in discipleship, we deal with issues of character. He said, well, I know how to administer things. I said, administering is one thing, and that's important, but character is where it's at. So what we need to talk in terms of applying the gospel to your life. And I said, you can take your marbles and go home, or you can actually accept the fact that we're closing the growth group in your home. And that's what the session wanted to do, and there was a lot of wisdom in it. So those kind of things have reverberations in the church, you know, and maybe those people will stay, maybe they won't, And you know, so that's all part of it. You probably are hearing things that you could recognize in terms of how to cope with churches in the States. It's not really different. And the reason why it's not different is because the human heart is the same.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're all sinners.
Exactly.
John, why do you think you're seeing so many visitors and new people coming to your church?
This is, well, we have a team of people. I really and truly, the bottom line, if you know, is God is planting the church. God is planting the church. And so when I tell you other things, I don't want it to sound like if you just do this, it will work. We do have a team of people, a church planting team, which we will continue to have until this church becomes a particularized church in its own right. But we have this church planting team, so there's people with different gifts and so forth, reaching out, you know, to the women, to the men, to children, to teenagers, to university people, and cooperating with the other two churches, the mother church and the other daughter church. So that's part of it, I think. I do think that independently of all we think of Billy Graham, some positive, you know, doctrinally, there's some differences and so on. But the man insisted on reaching on unity and whatnot. And I think that when you have a group of churches working together with a common vision and good theology, it's a good mix for some things to happen, and so that's very exciting to us. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I will have to go to a meeting, and I probably told you all about Gospel 360, and they're working now with Semipre, and Gospel 360 is a group of churches in our area, not necessarily from our denomination, that have a common vision for church planting and for reaching this general population area, which we call the Valparaiso Bay Area. So there's different things like that involved. We always, the other thing I think is discipleship. I really do. You got to disciple people, or the back door of the church is going to be open much more than you want. People will be leaving and going elsewhere. So,
John, is church plant a granddaughter church of the mother church, or is this another daughter church?
It's the other church plant. That's a good question. And I will my answer will perhaps confuse you. What we did before we started that other church is we took the people that were going to be there, and we put them in because they came from a different church, different denomination, and that was basically giving us those people. And actually, they came from an independent church. Well, we put them in the mother church and the daughter church. And they had basically like 6 months after they all became members, they had like 6 months to absorb what we would call the DNA of our church, to see how things are done, because our worship services are not done by the staff, as it were. Yes, the staff is very much involved, but everybody is involved in one way or another, at least a lot of people. So one week I might be leading prayer, the prayer meeting before church. The next week I might be asked to read the scriptures or to do the what we call community prayer, prayer of intercession, what you would know it as, and so on, and preaching opportunities as they arise. Well, all of that to say that there's a lot for them to learn, and after that, both the mother church and our Concon church plant gave these people up to go plant elsewhere, and it hurt because we had all become friends, and there was love one for another, but then there's the whole thing of there is sacrifice when you plant a new church. So basically, the mother church and the daughter church helped start this other church. So that'll really confuse you if you want to talk about relatives in terms of, you know, daughter or granddaughter. Because
everybody's involved. That's good.
But that's the idea that we want, and that's kind of capturing the notion of a church planting movement. I insist on saying it's exciting to see how it is going. And that church that's in Vinha has a special interest in Semipre, because Semipre, the Vinha site, is in the same neighborhood as the church. So,
questions around the table? Here. Well, we got your prayer request here. Is there anything else that you would like to add? How is your health and Kathy's health? You said y'all had kind of gotten your knee and back situations maybe under control when you got back.
Yeah, we've been addressing that. And I would say also, for anybody that knows about it, they would get it. In Kathy's case, when she experiences pain, she has what's called vasovagal. And vasovagal is like a vein in comes from the brain, and it just opens up wide and dumps all the blood down, and the person loses blood pressure and mm-hmm. faints.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a problem. She had an incident of that recently, and you know, of course, this all affects just how far she can go and move around. And certainly, we're grateful to not be on our way to the Dominican Republic. So,
and when is your trip to Malaysia?
That's in November.
Okay. Is Kathy planning on going with you there?
No. That is downright cruel traveling there. I think it's like 39 hours or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for healthy people.
It's 17 hours from here to Amsterdam because you stop in Buenos Aires. And then it's a 10-hour wait. And then it's another 12 hours from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. I don't know. I haven't studied it to see how many hours in Amsterdam coming back, but I'm trying to make contact with anybody that Christians in Holland that would be willing to, you know, if I went through customs and went out and spent some hours instead of just sitting in the airport for 10 hours. I've done that in Atlanta. I don't need to do that in Amsterdam after 17 hours on the plane.
All right. Well, we're going to, we can move to a time of prayer. And anybody who'd like to pray, Bubba, can you open us? And Tom will close us. And we'll just, anybody who wants to pray during that time, feel free to do so.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning and this time that we can get with John and hear about the ministry and what's going on there. And we're just thankful for the years of service that he and Kathy have given to the ministry and just the impact they're making there now. So encouraging to hear what's going on. And, I'm excited about the church planning to hear. The church would reach out to different areas, but also, Lord, working with other churches just to see the gospel grow. So we thank you for that. Lord, I don't understand who the mother church is, but thank you for that mother church for being willing to have a vision and then the people within the church catching the vision to grow the church, to bring people into the kingdom. And, Lord, the importance of discipleship. Lord, as he mentions, they have problems there with small group leaders and gossip and the same problems we have here, Lord. We know that as we go forward and we seek to see success, Lord, Satan will attack us. So I pray for protection of their churches there, and the same as protection of our churches here, and that you would encourage us here at Trinity to have that vision for church planning, as I was thinking is, we're seeing some of that happening right now. So guide us with that. But be with John and Kathy's health. We thank you that they're doing better, but continue to heal them and give them the endurance to do whatever they need to do, and particularly be with Kathy and this fainting problem, which I don't know what that is, but I pray for healing for that so that she would be free to continue to do the work that she would do there, Lord, and just the many other things that are going on, and Lord, the gospel 360 church plant movement, whatever that is, but it's encouraging to hear that is going on. So Lord, we pray for revival there, particularly in the area that John is working in. I think he called it the Valparaiso Bay area, which I'm not familiar with, but you do, Lord, that would make an impact there, the same that we would make an impact right here in Montgomery and our surrounding areas, and Lord, that we would see the kingdom grow. So we are thankful again for the many years that John has been there. With the disability he has, yet he continues on, and what a blessing that is, and what an encouragement to us that is, that he continues faithfully. So again, we just praise you and thank you for this time. In Christ's name I pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to be here this morning with John and hear about his ministry in Chile. We pray that you continue to bless this ministry and protect them, Lord. And thank you for the church plants and the success there and the sacrifice that they're willing to make. But we just ask that you continue to be with John as he plans to travel, Lord, on the other side of the world. And that's hard for anybody, Lord. And we just ask that you will protect him and his dog as they make that trip. Be with Kathy as she stays home and pulls down the fort there. We just ask that you will bring people to your church in Chile, Lord, so that they will know you in Christ's name.
Lord, thank you so much for all of the people that you have brought to this new church plant. Lord, we know that it is your work. We work and plant the seed, try to plant the seed, but you are the one who waters and grows it. So, Lord, I give you thanks and praise for these new people. I pray that they would be rooted in their faith and that the gospel would take deep root and grow and flourish, and that there would be even many more granddaughters, great-granddaughter children, parents that come, even from this one that Pastor Rebbe is involved with. Lord, I pray that he would see that fruit and he would be encouraged. But I also thank you for equipping him so uniquely to teach churches about how to reach out to people with disabilities, such a large people group that is unreached in so many countries around the world. I pray that, Lord, you would equip those people in the churches and the Gospel 360 group through their work at Sydney Bay. Lord, pray that this would spread throughout the churches, even that Pastor Rob has communication with, that we would all be equipped to minister to those who have disabilities, who in some ways reflect your glory uniquely. Lord, I pray that you would do this work. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time with John and the privilege it is to talk with him, to pray for him now. Mm-hmm. We lift these prayers to you, knowing that you, the sovereign God, hear our prayers. We give you praise for that, that you are sovereign, and that in a way you use our prayers. As even as we talked with John and seeing the sunlight filling his room and him feeling that warmth, I pray that the gospel would continue to go out and shape the lives of the people that you've drawn to these churches. Thank you for bringing more people to this this new church plant, and pray that you would provide the adequate meeting space, as the hotel is would now shut them out for a month or so. Mm-hmm. Pray that you would give wisdom in the matters of the congregation, that the session would oversee and gently deal with those who are in need of discipline, that there would be good discipleship, that the people who come would continue to grow in their faith, their trust in you, their love for one another. We thank you for this church plan and the way that it has worked. And pray also for this ministry, for Seem to Pray, that you would bless that work. And for those who are coming, even as they some are learning to deal with blindness, and yet that they would, just as John described, acknowledge that blindness, just as they must, as each of us must acknowledge the sin in our lives and our dependence on you for the salvation that is in Christ. What a great example to use to illustrate to people, to us, even as we remind her of that. Pray for good wisdom with this. I pray for the hiring of the executive director and for the fundraising that would be necessary there within Chile. And ask that you would continue to spread the reach of the gospel in that city and build good relationships with partner organizations, partner churches, and that united they would stand for the gospel and bear witness to that. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for John. Bless him and Kathy. Give them strength and wisdom. Bless John travel as he prepares for the Malaysia trip, and even am reminded of Carolyn in the Dominican Republic and those that are meeting with her there, that would be a time of encouragement, a time of renewed friendships and fellowship and cooperation and that your kingdom would continue to advance. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Was great talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, John.
Really, really wonderful to hear your voices and it just takes me back there. Okay. Thank you for praying with and for us. Appreciate that very much.
Stay in touch.
You take care. God's blessings.
God bless you, John.
Lord bless you.